Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay, I need Daddy Hack.
Ooh, I like that.
I'm uncomfortable.
Aaron, your turn.
Auntie Aaron.
Ooh.
I need Auntie Aaron and Daddy Hack.
Auntie Aaron sounds like a knockoff pretzel place.
Yeah, you're right. With the salt, like it's on there until they pick it up and it all just falls off and you just have this nasty, dry piece of bread.
Yeah,
you're like
this
can
mall,
I get salt?
Yeah, this mall has an Auntie Aaron. Like,
The pretzels are gluten-free.
Oh, my God. It's so copyrighted. Somebody is already doing it. They're like, Auntie Aaron's coming soon to Park Meadows. This is the lamest pretzels. Oh, okay. Sorry. I just saw a story that was basically about Christmas lists.
Mm-hmm.
And since you have two little nephews and you have children yourself, Tiak.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I was curious. My kids still got kind of forced, even though they're teenagers now. Back in the day, like crayon, piece of paper, you need to write a wish list to us. You need to write a wish list to Santa. You need to write a wish list to grandma and grandpa. Like,
oh,
you
wow.
got to write down. You,
different
we need
lists.
To distribute. Well, they can be the same list. And it's like, so you hedge your bets, right? Like,
okay.
You ask Santa and grandma for the same thing. One of them's going to come through, you hope.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
Like, you had to
sure.
write down yeah. what you want. And, like, how do you find out what you want? Like, back in my day, I don't remember. I think we found out with catalogs.
Yeah, that's, and they're back for sure.
Yeah.
I cannot imagine the words that are coming out of your mouth.
I don't think catalogs are ever going to leave. It's like
they were gone for 20 years, Aaron.
No.
I haven't got a catalog. I get music equipment catalogs is all I get now.
There's something about specifically the holiday gift catalogs that just like hit different, and I don't think they're going to go.
They still come out?
Oh, yeah.
Like who?
Because I just got Targets.
Yeah, Targets
okay,
is a good one.
Okay, with your fingers, how thick?
I don't know. It's maybe 20 pages.
Oh, that's not a catalog.
Yeah.
That's a leaflet.
It is. It's like
I'm
a
not
magazine.
Talking Sears
no,
catalog
still,
was an inch and a half thick.
Yeah, nothing like that.
No, unfortunately, that's the one I don't get anymore. That's the one I want.
The Sears, because yeah. the bras?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
My God. We all did the same thing, didn't we?
Yes.
It's like, Mom, I'm going to look at the toys. Straight to the bras.
I was like, why do I keep getting the Target one? I want the Sears one.
And JCPenney had bras too.
Ooh.
Ugh.
Are you guys okay?
Just reliving a very volatile time in my life. It's so gross that it's just a bra. So stupid. Sorry. Aaron, forgot you were here.
Yeah, sorry. There's also the Amazon one.
Amazon has a catalog.
They have sent
You're
it.
You're
yeah.
lying.
No, they've sent
How
it.
How thick?
It's probably a 50 pager. It's not thick, not
you
like the catalog.
Call that
one,
a catalog,
it
you
is,
guys.
It still is.
Yeah, it's a.
That's not a catalog. Like, a catalog is like, unless it's. if Amazon sent like just toys, is it just toys in
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it's like for kids.
Oh.
And they, I don't think you sign up for it or anything. I think they just know. And then your kids see it in the mail and they start looking through it before you
That's
even get a
Target
chance.
That's how the Target one is. It's like red it's and green toys. And it's very, no, it has other stuff. But it's very vibrant and like will attract kids to actually look at it.
Okay.
Yeah. It happened the other day. My son was in like with me when I got the mail and he saw, he's like, oh great, another catalog. I love them.
Oh my gosh.
Because he likes to look through and
yeah.
see all the toys. That,
does he look at them?
No. We don't get the bra one. I've looked through all of them. There's...
All right. So like, but is it, so do they write lists is the question? Are they, or is that over?
That's been, I feel like that's been over for a while. I don't recall ever writing a list.
What?
I would just circle
you didn't
in the
write
catalog.
A letter to Santa.
No. I would just so circle who? The catalog and then leave it.
That was it?
Yeah.
Oh, I would, did you go I would, sit on Santa's lap? I mean, Santa's helper at the mall or whatever. Did you sit on that?
Probably. Only a couple of times. I don't really remember.
How do you think Santa got the info? Did your mom call?
Because I circled in the catalog and folded down the corners. So when I closed it.
But somebody had to get the... He can't come to your house that night and go, hey, you still got the bras up there? Like you have to...
Did we left them all at Hack's house. It's all in circle.
No, the elves would come and look and then
so they
back.
They make more than one trip?
Yeah.
No.
My son, I don't think he writes a list, but he has it in his mind. And when we go and we see Santa every year and he sits on his lap and he tells him then. So, but he doesn't tell us what's on the list, which is...
He doesn't.
No. And he's like just looking through the catalogs, making the list in his head, I guess.
He doesn't verbally say like, I want this.
Right.
Wow.
No. He'll kind of point it out when we'll like look through them together. But yeah, he tells Santa.
I'm going to say something that you might not take well.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's new car energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet Ooh. To help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
Find
for you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Are your kids ruined like my kids were? Like, on a random Tuesday, we could be at Target, and it's like, there's a cool little Hoth Star Wars set. Mm-hmm. Like, we just get it.
Mm-hmm.
So then, when it comes to Christmas, you're like, what do you want? It's like, I don't know, I guess some Legos. And it's like, we already have all, it's like, I don't know, something. I don't, like,
yeah.
They don't have a desire for anything, because kids now are 100% instant gratification. Like, you get it. Mm-hmm. If you want it, you get it. You just...
Right. Same with TV shows. They're on. You don't have to wait for them. They're just...
Yeah, it's like, I want to watch Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. And it's like, that's on Thursdays at 7. It's like, no, it's not. It's on right now.
Well, and now it's like, well, which version do you want? Do you want the movie? Do you want which animated? This the older one?
Right.
Exactly.
So do your kids want anything in the world?
No, not really. They're a little bit ruined. And I was thinking this I don't know if it's ruined or not, because they also don't want... It's a lot easier to get things now than it was when we were growing up, like Amazon and things.
Next morning, it's there.
Right. And when you were saying earlier about, like, you would hedge your bets, you would give the list to your grandma and grandpa and all that, it's almost the opposite now, where you're telling all your relatives, like,
stop it.
Stop.
Yeah.
We got enough. Just
don't
come,
buy anything.
Come visit or whatever, but you don't have to bring them anything. We have...
It's covered.
Yes.
Do you think that ruins the kids? Like, are your nephews like that way?
Oh, yeah. They have so many toys, because, of course, they got so many when my sister passed, because you just
Everyone
buy.
Just compensates and just
so,
like, I don't know.
I don't think I got them birthday gifts this year, because it's like, someone needs to stop.
But do you think, I swear I'm not trying to be weird, does that ruin a kid?
I think yes and no. I love that there's not this, like, I don't know what it is, if it's this hoarding mentality or it's just something where it's like, I need to have it. I'm going to die if I don't have it.
I think that's a good thing to have.
A little
like
bit
a longing,
of it.
A longing. Like you want, the kids right now don't want.
But then they don't care.
Yes.
Which can also be good and bad.
Yeah, because I have like a very unhealthy relationship with sneakers for this reason. Like I didn't have them growing up.
Yes,
and then eventually I could get them, and then now I just have all of them, and I can't stop, and I don't know how. I have an unhealthy relationship with it.
You can't stop. You're not like, dude. You don't have a weird mouth and like, you know, like the meth mouth. Like he's just like, I can't stop. Give me some more. Like you're not an addict to sneakers. You have this desire, and like you. I think that's a healthy thing. I think.
Do you have that with stuff?
Yes, guitars. I've always. Huh?
Whiskey.
I'm weaning out of that. I've kind of stopped. But like, yeah.
I don't know how to explain it. It's just like, it's good that. I don't know. It pros and cons to me.
Tell me that the generation of kids that you're raising, your auntieing, will have a desire to cure cancer. To like, they don't. Reach for things. I'm not trying to be overly weird about this, but it's like I learned to shred guitar because I asked for a guitar every year. I asked Santa, Santa never did it.
I think what it is I love the nonchalant when it comes to materialistic things. They don't care because they're just there, therefore it's boring. I want to go do something extra special.
If that's really what they want, if they actually want that, but my kids, like, we got to a point where it's like, you want gifts or you want vacations? It's like vacations. We go to a beach. Now it's like, hey, you want to go to a beach? I don't know. I've seen them.
But haven't you?
I've seen beaches. Like they don't, we've given them so much that like there's nothing. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but then, because I think about this, especially with like, we brought up with the TV, like it's everything's on demand. You can watch this show and pause it and all that stuff. And it's weird because I want to go, no, you know, when I was a kid, you had to, used to
that's
wait.
That's dumb.
But what am I going to do? This is the world.
Right.
So you got to get used to, you can hit play on Amazon whenever you want. It's only going to get crazier. So I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know how to stop it.
And now you don't need the bras in the catalog.
I know.
Let me tell you about my friends over at the Hub.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.